24 of their members. The freeholders of the island chose 24 of their number to represent them in the House of Assembly, and the few chronicles of that day agree in asserting that Nevis, during her 100 proud years of supremacy, was governed brilliantly and well. But the careful administration of good laws contributed in part only to the celebrity of an island which today, still British as she is, serves but as a pedestal for the greatest of American statesmen. In these old days, she was a queen as well as a mother. Her planters were men of immense wealth and lived in the life of grandeurs. Their cane fields covered the mountain on all of its sides and subsidiary peaks, rising to the very fringe of the cold forest on the cone of volcano long since existent. The great houses, built invariably upon the eminence that command a view of the neighboring island states.